Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
You know what? You didn't actually have one in the last one you were on either.
Because we were here again, weren't we?
With no, yes, I don't know. I think it was with Jordy. There we go. Anyway, Eric, what's up, buddy? How you doing? How's your
Not
morning?
Not a whole lot, man. Just it's been hectic. It's been pretty much. I woke up late, and now I'm trying to play catch up with everything.
Yeah,
I get done with this. My son's birthday was last week, so I figured with him turning 10, we're gonna start giving him some more responsibility around the house. After we're done with this, I'm gonna give that. We're gonna have lunch, and I'm gonna take him outside and teach him how to cut grass.
Nice.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're a man. Go cut grass.
Right.
Earn your keep. Yeah, that. But
allowance.
They earn allowance. There we go. Yeah.
Shit, we didn't get an allowance for.
Dude, I got when I mowed the grass back when I was younger. I got $5 for using the riding mower or $10 for using the push mower. We had an acre and a half of yard. So
I didn't even get that, man.
I didn't get an allowance, period. Like,
I never got an allowance, but to mow the grass, that's what I got.
I got told mow the grass.
But I knew your dad, so that makes sense.
Yep.
Man. So, Eric, this is a Chitty Chats.
All right.
I know we just got done recording the Catwoman, which will come out here in a couple weeks or so. Would you like to tell everybody a little bit about yourself? Just like the podcast that you host and basically what you are into.
I'm into everything as far as geekness goes, except for anime. I can never get into anime for some reason. I've tried. I really have. Dragon Ball Z bores the shit out of me.
Watch Dragon Ball Z Abridged.
Okay.
The Abridged is great.
It's Dragon. What they do is they take Dragon Ball and they basically voice over it. They cut out all the ridiculous the stuff in it, and then they just make fun of it the whole way.
I remember the Krillin count.
Yeah,
every time
Ash beat Krillin owned count. Yeah.
Oh Jesus!
It's actually pretty good.
It's the only way I can watch Dragon Ball Z now.
That's fair. That's fair.
It was so funny because I was there for a while. I know I talked to you about it, Joe. Like I wanted to do a Doctor Who podcast, and I tried, and I can't multitask for shit. So I was like, fuck. I could talk about Doctor Who on Legendary Bearded Geek podcast. So I decided just to cancel the Doctor Who one and went back to the one that I was focused on. And a couple weeks goes by and all of a sudden I'm getting a message from somebody who's like, oh, this whole time I thought I was listening to you, and come to find out I was listening to some Australian podcast. I'm like, what the fuck? So I immediately look it up, and it was a podcast called the Bearded Geeks podcast. I was Legendary Bearded Geek podcast. I was like, okay, that's one strike. I've only got one word difference. And then I looked at their logo, and their logo was pretty much the exact same thing
close.
As mine.
You sent me the screenshot of that, and I'm like, oh, that is actually pretty close.
But, so I sat down, I thought, and I talked to you about, scheduling, organization. And organization, everyone we kept saying was like, you got to fucking be a little bit organized if you want to, try and be a little bit more successful. It helps when you invite guests and shit. So I come on and I'm like, all right, well, how can I organize? So I thought about Geek Outs because I mean, that's pretty much all I do anyways. And I was like, well, I could discuss news from all the topics that I enjoy at the beginning of the episodes, and then have key focuses for each episode. And 4 weeks out of the month, I've got four big topics. First week is comic books. Second week is video games, which I think I'm going to bring you on for Uncharted.
Please.
Oh, fantastic. And,
you still need to finish 4.
I know.
You need to finish fucking Red. You need to play Red Dead 2.
I'll get there. Nah, I won't.
You fucker. Red Dead 2 is like a masterpiece.
I've heard that. It's not that I mean, I don't really want this is going to sound bad, but I don't want to play it. Not because everybody says that. Everybody says the masterpiece. It's just I have no interest. Like, it's which is weird because I do like Westerns. So I figured that would be I'd be right up my alley. But I just
At least watch YouTube plays.
Yeah, exactly. I'll probably just do that.
Yeah, watch YouTube plays. And I swear to God, if you're not wanting to play it by the end of it, there's something wrong. Because that game was fucking beautiful. There is something
wrong. I am weird. So
it took me 3 months to beat that game.
Okay.
Because the side missions in it were just as good as the main mission. So it was like, I have no problem with this.
Sounds like somebody was playing Witcher.
Look, I only play games. I only play games for the side quests. The storyline is just extra.
Well, then you but see, then you've got games like Skyrim where you're just like, wait, there's a main mission?
Exactly. Yeah. Like Simon's like,
it took
like,
me
oh,
6
yeah.
years to beat Skyrim.
I start. Did you play other games in between?
Well, yeah.
I had, dude, you have to. You can't just. Yeah. There's no way it took me 6 years to play it straight through. It was like I literally play it for like 3 weeks, and then I'd be like, okay, I got to get focused on the main mission, and then I'd start playing something else, and then like it'd take me like 4 weeks to pick back up again.
And that's probably why I'm so behind on a lot of my games. I can't just start a game and then, well, I don't want to play this right now. I'm going to do a different one. I can't do that.
See, what I usually do is I play 3 games at a time.
You're weird.
Like, I usually have a game that I have on my Switch or on, like, you know, something like that.
Okay.
And then I usually have a PlayStation 3 game that I'm playing and a PlayStation 4 game that I'm playing.
Okay.
You're not an Animal Crosser, are you?
No. I've been going between Breath of the Wild and what the fuck was that other one? Octopath Traveler.
Okay.
It's a fun game. It's a little...
You brought up Animal Crossing, Eric, and I'm supposed to tell you... when you put your Twitter post yesterday, my girlfriend would like to be friends with your wife.
She loves
Midsommar. She loves that movie.
All right, well, we'll get together on Twitter afterwards, and we can swap information. She's always looking for new people to be friends with.
Well, she's not on Twitter anymore, so it might be hard. She's on Instagram more.
No, I'm saying like you can give it to me. Like you can get it from her, give it to me. I'll give it to my wife.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, after video games, it jumps into horror because I am a big fucking horror nut. I have been since I was a kid. You've probably heard me on Chris's horror comics podcast.
Which brings me to my next thing. How dare you both of you, degrade Jason X like that? Jason X is
dude,
an amazing
fuck you,
movie.
Man. No, no, no.
I love that Jason, movie, dude.
Dude,
I love
no,
that movie.
Like, oh God, we actually brought you up the other day.
Over there in space,
yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Fuck. Get the fuck out,
dude. I love it because okay, look, the first like 4 Friday the 13th, hands down the best. Those first 4 because they actually were a good story. After that, once 5 hit, it was just nothing but camp and no one cared. And that
how can you not say that Jason Takes Manhattan is not one of the best?
Because we've watched it.
Yeah. No, actually, honestly, my favorite out of all of them is probably Freddy vs. Jason. And even that is
that doesn't count. Super campy. That doesn't count.
Why doesn't it count?
Because that was just a solid fucking movie in general.
That's what I'm saying. It's
Freddy
vs.
Jason is just, but it doesn't count as a Friday the 13th. Jason X counts as a Friday the 13th and a piss poor Friday the 13th at that.
But it was future Jason and it was amazing. My favorite my favorite part is when he goes into the hologram camp Crystal Lake, he sees those two campers.
Oh, God.
They hop into the sleeping bags and he's just taking the sleeping bags and just bashing them against the tree. Like, that was great. It was wonderful. What are you talking about? Great movie.
I'm all for having your own opinion and everything, but that's just wrong.
Whatever. I'm gonna stay here watching my
JK. We mentioned you in my episode once I get the volume fucking fixed on it for horror the other day. And I told him, I was like, yeah, because Chris was up there. I was like, I told Joe that he needed to talk to you about a certain movie. And I'm waiting to hear his reaction. But I told him to come to you about Thanksgiving. And we both just fucking lost it. I was like, yeah, He's going to finish watching that movie and he's going to have one of two reactions. He's just going to be like, that was pretty something. Or I'm never talking to these two people ever again.
Yeah, I need to watch that still. I haven't had
it. Dude, it is fucking awful.
I'll watch it. Hell, I made it through VelociPastor, so I'm pretty sure I can make it through that.
That is a gem. That is a fucking gem. It's still awful.
Look, I needed Don't something to watch
awful.
At work.
Still awful.
Yes, it is.
I watched a movie called Iron Skies, The Coming Race with the Kids.
Okay.
It's
I think Tommy watched
space
that.
Space
years ago.
Nazis.
Yeah.
That are also lizard people. And at one point in time, Hitler was riding a T-Rex.
Dude, this movie sounds amazing.
It was fantastic. I mean, it was god awful, but it was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like it was
It's like that B-rated.
Yeah. No, this is like if this is a B-rated movie, this one's about like right here.
Okay.
Because I also found out later on that it's a sequel.
Oh god. What?
Yeah. there's apparently just regular Iron Sky and I couldn't find it anywhere, okay. But I kind of want to see it just to see,
we got a list of movies to watch.
But no, like me and the kids, it was me, Charlie and Simon. And then Lily was over.
Okay.
Jessica's daughter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's find something shitty to watch while we're playing games so that, you know, we can pay attention to the games. And then we put this on and we're just like,
we're actually paying attention to the movie more. Yeah.
What the fuck did we just watch?
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, fantastic. Dude, trust me. There's plenty of horror movies that you watch and you're just like, wait, what? What did I just waste my life with?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the things they have on Netflix are like that.
So,
yeah, I'll concur.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah. We'll come back to that in a second. One movie that I actually enjoyed, it was, what's the best way to describe it?
By the name.
Campy, but it's, okay, the movie is Happy Death Day. Yo, this is.
Dude, how would you sit there and say, how do you describe this movie? It's fucking Groundhog Day, but murder.
Okay.
That sounds fantastic.
It was a wonderful movie. It got bad.
It really was.
I think. And then HBO had it before, like 2 months ago, before Max came out. And then they had the Happy Death Day to You. This is the sequel. And that one went more like science fiction-y with the whole other universe and weird. Yeah, it's a thing. I love those movies. Those movies are great. Like, and I
don't like Death Day to You.
The second one was.
I did like the first one though.
Out there, but yeah. Like Emily, my girlfriend, she was down here watching it with me. I'm like, I'm just gonna put this on because why the heck not? And she was having a bad day that day, and we put that on and we're watching it, and it's just weird in the beginning, and then it starts the Groundhog Day thing. And it just gets better and better. And we're like, it kind of cheered her up. I think this was also after we had just watched, like the fifth or sixth episode of Westworld season 3 and
never watched
that,
it.
That one was, I'd recommend it. You've got, if you still have Max, I'd go check that one out. Westworld's great.
I do. But I mean, a lot of people recommended Game of Thrones, and I've actually read all 5 books of that, and I refuse to watch the show anymore.
You can't even say all books because, oh wait, that's right, he still hasn't finished writing him because he's a lazy fat fucker. Anyway,
well, he's not going to finish writing him. He said that he was going to finish the story of Game of Thrones in the TV show. He was never writing the books again, and I thought that was complete bullshit to the people who actually liked reading the books as opposed to the movies.
But he's actually put out like how many chapters of the next book? Like,
I don't know.
7.
I don't follow anything with him anymore.
No, it's fair.
I'm done with Game of Thrones. Like, I will never touch the Song of Ice and Fire again because
at all.
No,
like even
it's been so long, man. Like, it's hard to get back into.
The book came out in 1996. Game of Thrones came out in 1996.
It was also supposed to be 3 books.
4 books.
No, 3. It was originally going to be 3. And then, like, he just kind of kept going. And then book 4.
Split into 2 books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why it's 5 books now.
And there's supposed to be 3
more books. He said 7, maybe 8.
Yeah. And I'm done with it. I don't give a shit. As far as I'm concerned.
That sucks because the books
they all die.
Really amazing.
Yeah. But you know what? I can't. Okay. I have many series of books that I'm reading that
constantly.
Yeah. That Which are, is fine. That's, you, that yeah. are series that are continuously going on. But the longest I've had to wait for most of those is 4 years between Dresden one Files. Book and another. Huh?
Dresden I Files? Think,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think the only one that I'm waiting for, and I can't wait for it to come out, is I'm also, I like Anne Rice stories, and I've read every issue or every novel from the Vampire Chronicles. But she came out with one called the Wolf Gift Chronicles, or the Wolf Gift Stories. It was the first book was The Wolf Gift, and the second one was the Wolves of Midwinter. And it's basically a werewolf story, and to me, she does werewolves better than vampires because I love the story, but she's only come out with the two books, and there was supposed to be a third one, and I'm like, please give it to me. I want this. Stop writing Lestat. Lestat's fucking old news. Give me more Reuben. I want this fucking werewolf because she wrote it so fucking perfect. Like, you always get like the bloodthirsty werewolf stories where they can't control anything, but what about the ones where they focus it more like, you know, being wolves being part of like the dog pack? You know how dogs can sense things in people, like they can sense fear, they can sense whether or not a person's good or not. And
Answer.
Why not bring that shit into a werewolf story? As she did, the werewolves never attack innocent people. They never killed an innocent blood. They always use their senses and were able to pinpoint, like in the first book, there was a bus of school children that went missing. And Reuben was able to find him, being, you know, as a werewolf, he was able to track down the scent of the evil, and he found the kids alive and murdered every
spoiler alert.
Fucking person. Sorry. I don't, the book's been like 5 fucking years.
There you
like,
go.
It's been
exactly.
out for like 5-6 years.
I still like to throw
you haven't read
alerts.
It by now. I'm sorry.
Eric, you faced it, dude.
In this day and age, nobody reads books anymore except for a small handful of people.
Yeah.
Libraries are a dying breed. And I hate that because I'd much rather sit down with a book than watch the fucking movie any day. I would read the fucking Harry Potter books before I watch the movies again. I mean that's just the way it is.
I think the only movie that I've ever liked better than the book was Stardust.
Okay.
Never watched it.
The movie was... I mean, it wasn't a great movie, but it still had a better, I guess, ending than the book did, because okay. The book was just kind of.
That's also most Stephen King movies. The endings tend to be better than the book.
Yeah,
tend to be.
Well, except for it. It Chapter One was fantastic.
Chapter One was amazing.
Chapter two, the casting was perfect.
Tends to be. No, you're not wrong. Like there was just some the dynamic that the kids had in the first movie was better, and you actually saw you felt their connection versus the second one, which you could argue because they grew apart and became adults that they lost their connection.
Forgot who they were.
Yeah,
like well, that was Pennywise's doing.
Correct. No, it's like I enjoyed both those. I enjoyed the original Tim Curry 1990 It movie, made for TV movie. I was very surprised.
Oh, hold on one second.
Go ahead.
Speaking of that, 1 second.
Okay. One.
Smart ass. He can't hear you anyways.
I know. Took his headphones out. It's all good. But
this is the part of the podcast where Joey talks to the person that's not there anymore.
I do that constantly. What are you talking about?
We got this from Comic-Con a couple years ago.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that is badass.
Hold on.
Oh, man, he's so old.
Damn. Dude, we felt so fucking bad for him because the guy, I mean, Tim Curry is wheelchair bound. And
is he really?
The camera
I didn't know
guy
that.
Was... Yeah, he's had a stroke, and he'd been doing this event. We went on a Sunday, so he'd been doing it Friday, Saturday, all day, mm-hmm. and he was tired. So he was falling asleep while meeting us,
yeah.
And we understood. I mean, we were just happy that we were in the fucking presence of a legend, and
yes.
The camera guy like, legend. Hey, these people went for a picture. I got pissed off at the camera guy. My wife got upset with the camera guy. Like, she started crying. I'm sitting there like mad as fuck. I'm like, dude, he's a fucking human being, dude. Chill the fuck out, man. We understand that he's tired. We don't give a shit if he's awake for the picture. We're taking a picture with Tim Curry. Fuck out of here, man.
Exactly. Man, he
let me put these, because these are like treasures. So I got to put these back real quick.
You're good. You're good.
Oh, I got to show you one more thing, Joe. All right. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be, I don't see anything there. Nope. Nothing. Nope. Uh-uh. Don't see that.
What do you have?
Oh, nothing. Picture of Tim Curry.
Oh.
I didn't see anything.
I heard you do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He does that.
And like, I didn't see you fucking staring right at it.
I wasn't. Because I was staring. Because the.
What did he have?
Exactly.
Oh.
Fuck you.
Really?
It's above your waist. It doesn't matter.
It was not.
No, I'm sorry.
When I showed him,
he
tried to get you.
No, I just showed him what you, because he actually didn't.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I was waiting for you to come back on screen with something to show us what you had, and then that was when Joey was like, "Oh, I don't see anything," and I was like, "What did you see?" And then there was nothing there. So
play it. Let's play it. No, I man, it's gonna be a sad day when Tim Curry passes away. He is a legend.
Don't.
Look, it's happened. Regis Philbin. Just passed away.
I don't know.
Passed away. Like
Philbin.
These icons of our age are
no of our parents' age, because
they're older. Regis is our parents' age. Yes,
I mean, but you got to think,
we lost Robin Williams, and you know that was bad enough.
Yeah. Yes. What you got?
Hold on, just a second.
Okay.
No, don't look over here.
What? Jesus.
So. We play the circle game at work, and
camera's back there. Just so you know.
Huh? Camera's, oh yeah, I know. Okay. I saw, and
I don't know. Normally, I have my camera up here,
but we needed the wide view.
But because it's both of us, I had to put the camera back so you can see everybody.
But a buddy of mine, during the pandemic, when everything was shut down, he wasn't at work with us, and so I sent. I sent a picture to one of the guys that I work with to send to him, because I knew if it was from me,
he wouldn't open it.
He wouldn't open it. Shit, I can't find it. I had drawn, the panels that I have from work.
Yeah.
Like where I do random shit on there.
Yeah.
Well, I got one that was perfect. Like, it looked just like this.
Okay.
So I stood up and I held the panel right here. And then I had my phone sitting over here and took the picture.
I feel like, did you post that on social media?
Maybe.
I feel like I saw it.
I couldn't find it in my phone. That's so fair. I don't know. Okay. But so I sent it to one of the guys I work with, who sent it to him. And all I get is a response is, "You motherfucker." I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah,
I got the same one. Like, I'll show people my Jack tattoo that I've got on my arm right here. And if you look closely, I've got that right there, his hand doing that. So I'll sit there, I'll be like, "Hey man, look at this.
Check this out. Blow the waist. Got him.
just
get it's a great fucking right game.
Man, it is.
That's
no, because it is. Simon, for instance,
yeah,
my 15 year old,
he's 15 now.
Yeah,
damn, getting old.
He took a piece of paper that was about this big and drew it on both sides of it, and then he has it in his pocket, and then he'll randomly pull his phone out of his pocket, and that'll fall on the floor, and somebody will go to pick it up to hand it to him, and it's just sitting there.
That's like, smart,
right?
I love it.
I drew it on a piece of paper at work and then hung it on the door.
Maybe that's the one I saw.
Could have been.
Okay.
And then I drew one on the dust on the wall. Like, at work, dude, like there's four of us at work that actually, you know, like, we'll go out of our way to do it.
To entertain ourselves when we were younger was just amazing.
I had one dude that was driving by on the forklift, and he's like, "Beep beep!" I was like, "You motherfucker!"
Oh, we used to do that when I was working at my last place I was at. We'd do that all the time. We'd just be driving by on a forklift and just, "Hey, what's going on?" And we also used to do back when I was in high school a game. I don't know if you guys know about it, called B minus.
Never heard. I don't think so.
Oh God, it's one of those games that makes you fucking paranoid as shit, because if you start playing it, basically, if you say anything that starts with the letter B, and someone overhears it that's playing it, they've literally just knocked the shit out of you until you say B minus. And it's like you talk, and it's one of those common letters that you use all the time. So you'll say it and you won't realize you say it. And by the time the person's actually wailing on you, you don't remember what the fuck you said. So you're like, got to remember what the hell you said. And then you know, oh shit, B minus. It's like little shit like that.
Interesting. That's seems like a game you just use to beat up on somebody.
Yeah, well, you two don't need to play that game being podcasters because you guys will never get through an episode. You guys never get through an episode.
Hey Joey, who's your favorite superhero?
Nightwing.
Ha, liar.
Really? Anyway.
I've started something.
Yeah.
Ugh. I mean, it's what?
What?
Oh, hell.
Emily's daughter, she is 9. Last year we taught her the what game, the, you know, 6 seconds to get rid of that word. It's fun because she'll try and get myself or her mom.
We're veterans, kid.
And it's like, nope, ain't gonna happen.
I've been doing this shit since long before you were born.
Exactly. Exactly.
I was there when the old magic was... Oh,
oh shit. Let's see here. What else can we talk about?
You never told us the fourth nerd thing that you cover in your podcast.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
We got to horror. We got so distracted that we...
I got dumbfounded by someone actually saying that Jason X was a good movie. I don't know how those words
were going to say it was a good sense. Movie. I said I really, really liked it.
That's true. He did.
That's
he
close enough. He
enjoyed it.
No,
because there are plenty of movies that are horrible that I still enjoy, but I would never, ever say they're a good movie. I would recommend people watch them.
There we go.
But I wouldn't be like this movie's great.
I would recommend you watch VelociPastor. It's not a good movie, but it's fun.
No, it's not. I guarantee it's going to be a cult classic status before long.
Eventually it will be.
Like Sharknado. Yeah,
you blew...
Did you know they made like 5 of those?
Yeah. Look, sci-fi needed content.
6.
6?
Oh, geez.
There's 6. Okay. Hold on. I'll look that up.
While you're looking that up,
I'll look that
Cassie
up.
Was watching the show called Apple and Onion on Cartoon Network, and... last week or something, they had a brand new episode, and there was a Pignado, where these pigs kind of just all conjugated into this group and then formed a tornado and just started making the pigs die everywhere. Because Sharknado's a thing. Yeah. Yeah. Look, yeah. I don't know. 6 of them? The last Sharknado. It's about time. At least they're very, what's the word? Self-conscious?
They know their shit.
Oh, they're completely aware that they're shit. But it's funny because you got so many big name Hollywood actors that want to be a part of that movie.
Because it's become a cult classic. Everybody knows Sharknado. Because it's so like
god awful.
When they make a pop vinyl for a fucking yes. weather storm, you know you fucking hit big time.
Yeah. One of the only sci-fi miniseries, I'll call it a miniseries, that I really enjoy was The Lost Room. It's very Lock and Key esque.
Okay,
I'm gonna use that aspect because every item in this miniseries, in this show, does something specific.
Oh, I remember. You remember you this? Letting me watch that. Yeah.
I've got the DVD over there. It's the thing. It's the only bad thing is because it's a sci-fi original. The ending sucks.
Yeah.
Because that's sci-fi. The show itself was amazing. It was like a 3-part miniseries.
Because I remember, because you recommended that to me after I talked about Warehouse 13.
Yes. Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure Warehouse 13 came about because of Lost Room. And Warehouse 13 was an amazing show.
Yeah, I love that show.
Another I like Eureka better myself.
Eureka was another good one, but they crossed over, so it worked out. They're sister shows. I was curious with Eureka of how they were going to end it. Considering we saw the ending in the beginning,
it worked.
It worked out. Yeah, it was fine.
I never watched.
I know
it's a good show.
I know that kind of brings me into my last thing I talk about. I talk about TV and movies because I'll find TV shows like South Park and shit like that to be funny. I like the offensive shows. I love it, the fact that there's still people out there trying to push the envelope. I love it. And
what I love is that South Park, I think the last season before, because I don't think I saw the last season, they kept on posting like hashtag cancel South Park. Like they're trying to get themselves canceled.
They're trying to get, yeah. They don't care anymore. Pushing it to the point where they get like fucking 30 canceled.
30 seasons.
Then just stop if you don't want to do it.
No, they're getting paid. Why would they stop?
No, they're not. They're not trying to. They're not trying to get fired. They're trying to see how far they push it before Comedy Central is just like, you can't do that shit here.
I think Matt and Trey are both like, yeah, we're still doing it, but they don't care as much. Like, I don't think their heart's in it like it used to. I could be completely wrong because whatever they're doing,
I love the fact they stick around with like the modern topics. Like, it seems like one thing will happen one week and then the next week it's on South Park.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And then, you know, I know that my first TV show episode is going to be about Doctor Who. I don't care. It's got to go down because
it's your thing.
I fucking love Doctor Who, and I've actually only been a Whovian for 4 years. I binge watched everything. I started watching Doctor Who right before Capaldi regenerated.
Okay. So right at the end of 12.
When my friend told me about it, he was just like, you got to watch it. You got to fucking watch it. So I sat down and I watched it. And I was like, okay, I'm like engulfed in this show now. And I've got a whole shit ton of seasons to watch before that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm fucking good. And I literally sat down for a month and watched a new episode of Doctor Who like every hour.
Yeah, it's our mutual friend, Josh Davis, is who got me into it. He was telling me about it. And I want to say Sci-Fi Channel had like just before Tenet started his run, his beginning, Sci-Fi Channel did a marathon of Eccleston, and I'm like, you know what, why not, I'll give it a shot. And there was a couple episodes I'm like, oh, this is kind of dumb, but then there was a couple episodes where I'm like, oh, this is amazing. The Are You My Mummy episode was an introduction
terrifying
of Captain Jack was just great.
Jack Harkness is amazing.
Yeah, so it hooked me there. So I've been watching it ever since then. So it would have been like 2011, 2012, whenever Tenet started. I can't remember.
Tenet started in 2006.
Thank you. I was way off.
Yeah. Because you got to think, Eccleston started in 2005, and then they immediately jumped over to Tenet right after.
Yes, but they've also had like a year gap, like between the end, those last four movies that Tenet did. There was like a year and a half between when Donna left and those happened. And then like another like year.
Good.
Oh no, they're amazing. But what I'm saying is that there was a lot of time between them. So my years, like I'm trying to jump back, like, oh, if it's, I've got the mindset of the American seasons. So I'm jumping back like year wise. And it was just, I was just way off.
And that show like fucking kills like heartstrings. Like it fucking destroys emotions.
Yes. Yes, it does. Oh, Rose.
Like if you're not crying at the end of like every other episode, then they're not doing their job right, or you have no soul.
I have a part of a soul. Like I said, the only time I think I ever actually teared up was when Amy showed back up when Matt Smith was regenerating. So,
oh god, dude, that shit was fucking devastating.
You should watch the show.
Ron's just over there. I don't fucking know.
Like I said, I've watched the Eccleston, and I've watched part of Tenet. Yeah, but that was all the further I got.
That's fine. When
it's on HBO Max, man. The first 11 seasons.
Yep.
They got the first season of 13.
Yeah, I need to watch that because I fell off, and not meaning to, but I just. It just kind of fell in the cracks of, I had some trouble with Capaldi starting out, and then I kind of started liking him, and then trouble again when Clara left, and then he got Billy. And I'm like, okay, I gotta get used to this again. And then they're like, oh well, Capaldi's leaving. I'm like, well, man, fuck it, I'll finish this up and out.
Well, I mean,
I'll start watching it again.
It's funny because when you guys were talking about when you invited me on to do the Doctor Who one, this is what I was actually getting ready to have to read. I've got the entire first year of Tenet.
And you would have only read had to read the first five issues.
Yeah.
You would have read the whole
thing.
First
year of Matt Smith.
Well,
you know, I've already read the whole thing like 20 times.
When we get those, we're gonna do more Doctor Who, and I wanna hit, you know, 9, 11, 12. I want to get through all those. So we'll have you back on for those. You know,
this was a solid read. It was a special called The Lost Dimensions.
Yes, I have read those.
Those are fucking good.
I
haven't read any of the Torchwood, which I will do an episode eventually on Torchwood because I think that was such an underrated show.
The first season was rough. You got to admit that the first season was rough. After that, it definitely got better. Special season, like the Children of Time or whatever. I think it was Children of Time. That's the one I'm thinking of. Man, those were good. I really wish they'd come back, but at the same time, they've killed everybody, so I don't know what they're gonna do.
Well, John Barrowman is just a fucking like genius. Like he is a national treasure to pretty much anybody. And
he's a beast.
Dude, I've seen so many skits like with him talking like just on TV, like talk shows or whatever. And I don't know if you saw it. I posted it on Facebook a while back, but he did an interview because apparently in England, they don't have a language issue. Like they don't care if you swear, but apparently he was telling a story about how he had came home early and walked into the house and his mom was standing there just wearing an apron, holding a cake and, you know, freaked out because he was the one that walked in the door. And she's like, "You're not supposed to be home." It's like, "Your dad's going to be home any minute. You got to go." He's like, "Wait, what? Give me the apron and the cake." So he puts it on. And so his dad walks in the house and he's just dancing and shit, talking about some, "You ready to get this?" And he looks up and makes eye contact with his son, who is wearing nothing but an apron and holding a cake in his hand. "What the fuck are you doing here?"
John Barrowman is amazing. He does that. I love it. Every time I see him at any con, like at con pictures, he's all up like hugging the people. He's having them touch his butt or he's touching their butt. Like that's just, he's doesn't done an care. Interview.
Yeah. He's done an interview where he hates the fact that when he does cons, they make him charge to meet his fans. He doesn't like that. And he'll still do it because he's got to do what he's told to be part of the con.
Contractually obligated. He doesn't have a choice.
But at the same time, you'll always catch him and he'll give somebody something special. He'll remember the people that come to his table and he'll wander around during his breaks and he will find them and he will photobomb the shit out of them or take just some random photo with them. It is great.
John Barrowman is amazing.
Even his Q&A was that PopCon or Comic-Con?
Was he here in Indiana?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Fuck, I don't remember that.
Yeah, we went to, God, it was whichever one we were with.
Because we've only done like one PopCon. We've done all the Comic Cons.
Yeah, it was the one. It was when Charity and I went up with Bethany and Emery. Went down to Indy for I want to say it was PopCon last year.
Okay.
He was there.
Huh. Oh, you're right. Yes.
And yeah, we sat through his Q&A. It was fantastic.
How can I not remember that?
Because he comes out like a trench coat, and then he takes it off. And he's wearing I think it was a TARDIS dress that stopped in a tutu.
Yep,
and it was fantastic.
Yep. Yeah, he does that.
Seems legit.
Yeah,
I mean, he's the infamous one where he had the guy get ready to give him a question. He was like, "I'm sorry for geeking out or whatever." He's like, "Never apologize for being a geek because you know what? There are people out there that are complete assholes to everybody, and they never have to apologize for that."
Correct. Well, I hate to cut this short, but we've got another interview coming up. So,
busy.
Well, we got a busy day today.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been busy all weekend. Trust me. I know.
So you know. Eric, where can everybody find you again? I know we said at the beginning, but go ahead and give yourself a pimp out on your podcast and your Twitter and stuff again.
You can find me on pretty much every branch of podcasting. But you can find me on Twitter, where you can find everything, at BeardedGeek19. And that's where I post all my show notes and stuff like that. And you'll find all kinds of other podcast recommendations from me as well, because I consider myself to be an unofficial podcast promoter.
You definitely are. You've definitely promoted us every week, and I love it. And I can't thank you enough for that.
Hey, man, you guys keep killing it, man.
This is just us.
Yeah, like, this is just for this fun.
I mean, I don't know. You have you gone back to our first episodes? I'm not recommending you do that.
But I always recommend everybody skips our first, like, you know.
We need the first couple arcs.
Yeah.
Skip those. We were, and, you know, everybody's this way. When you first start out, it's not good. But you just got to keep at it. And our first couple episodes, they're not good. I don't tell people to go to them.
Yeah, I don't think my retro episodes that I posted are any good, but, you know, people seem to have enjoyed them, so I can't complain too much.
Exactly. So, Eric, thanks for coming on, man. This was great talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
So, we'll definitely get you back on. We've got Catwoman coming up here with you probably in a couple weeks, and we'll get you back on for at least for Hellblazer, and then I think my Wi-Fi just kicked us off. It's like, you've been going too long. Stop it.
Well, I had a notification pop up that said, are you still here? Because if not, you're closing in 58 seconds. So I said, yep, I'm still here.
Okay. No, I think, I believe my Wi-Fi just kicked off.
I would assume so, because it lost connection. And then as soon as you clicked it back in it.
Yeah, it connected again. So sorry. I was just literally wrapping up to say goodbye. I don't know why. It's whatever. It is what it is. I just needed to actually say goodbye. Last time we got disconnected, it was you and Cam, and you guys talked for another 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I lost before I realized that we weren't recording, and I lost the whole recording. So that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, podcasting problems is what happens. So I think what I was saying is that you're on for Catwoman here soon. Go get you back on for Doctor Who eventually and Hellblazer in the future. So. That's literally what I was going to say. So we'll go with that.
I'm down.
All right. Take it easy.
Have a good one.